We welcome in Kate Scott, Sixers TV play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports in Philadelphia. She's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Kate, thanks for joining us. We've been talking about this from our perspective, from Nikola Jokic's perspective and the Nuggets. Back-to-back MVP. He doesn't really care about the MVPs. He wants championships, but still, when we get down to it, we believe he deserves it because of the completeness of his game. Can you give us the Philadelphia perspective on this MVP race?
Well, first of all, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, what's going to happen with your Broncos this coming season? To be continued. well, I think the most important thing that I want to start with is, as we then get into the layers of this conversation, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about this already, is the nastiness that has kind of risen to the top the last month or so. I just flash back to when these guys battled for the first time this year in Philly a couple months ago. They have so much respect for each other. Joel obviously won that individual battle, and the Sixers won the game. But afterwards, everybody's, you know, wanting them to fight or talk trash to each other. But these are two dudes who came from really difficult places, and now they're two of the best players in the best basketball league in the entire world. Like, how cool is that? And I'm sure you probably wanted me to come on here and throw a lot of shade at Jokic and talk about how there's no contest, and Joel is head and shoulders above him and Giannis and anyone else who you want to consider in the conversation. Obviously, I'm biased. I think that Joel is the most dominant player in the league, whether you want to go by the eye test, whether you want to go by the fact that he's headed, knock on wood, to his second consecutive scoring title, which will make him the first center last year to do that since Shaq way back in 2000. And the fact that he has a chance to do it for a second year with even better numbers, if you want to talk numbers. You know, he's on a streak right now of 10 consecutive 30-point performances, which is something that hasn't been done by a center since, again, the turn of the century. Like, there's so many things we can point to. But I just think I'm one of those old-school eye test people. I know that if we look at the statistics, yeah, Jokic, I mean, he's having an even better year. I'm sure you guys have talked about this than he did last year. I think actually last year's win was what actually may set him back when it comes to the results this year, because I'm of the mind that if you're not one of the top four teams in whatever league, then you don't get a chance to be MVP. Regardless of how phenomenal a season you have, I'm one of those people who ties it to team success. And then also just the eye test. And Embiid blew Nikola out of the water when he saw him in South Philly in January, which is why I'm so looking forward to seeing you all again Monday in Denver, because this could completely flip the script, in my opinion. So I gave you a lot to chew on. Where do we want to go from here, guys?
All right, Kate, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time here. There's a saying in football, your best ability is your availability. What about those who point out to Embiid not available every single night? In the NBA, I know there's load management, all those things, but for the Joker, has been far more consistently available than Embiid has been over their career, and even for this season as well.
Well, I think, and you mentioned it again, Chad, career. I think that was an argument you could have made against Joe 3, 4, 5 years ago, because that was certainly true. I think the last 2 years, every game that he has missed, last year he had COVID really bad at the start of the season, and then he got hurt a little bit during the year, but every game that he was available, he played. And there was a streak in the middle of the season where I want to say it was like 45 out of 50 games. He showed it up, even on back-to-backs. Same thing this year. He's missed a handful of games, but all of those have been, he was suffering some plantar fasciitis in the offseason, so a little slow to start the year. Then, you know, got knocked on his other foot and was out for a couple games. But there's no load management when it comes to Joe this year. I mean, this month alone is wild. We have 17 games, the most of any team in the NBA. 12 of our 17 are on the road. We went 4-1 on our first five-game road trip. We went 3-0 on our last, and now we're starting our third and final roadie. And we go Chicago tonight, Warriors on Friday, Phoenix Suns on Saturday, back-to-back there. And I fully expect Embiid to play in both of those games. And then we'll see you guys on Monday in Denver. So I think that was an argument that could be used against Joel a couple of years ago, but I don't think it holds any weight this season because he's playing every game that he can when he hasn't been injured. And to be honest, he played through a lot before the All-Star break. Shouldn't have played in the All-Star game because of a foot injury that he was dealing with, but he knows because of what you said. He knows that that was a strike against him a few years ago. So I can tell you firsthand, I'm friends with his trainer. I mean, I'm with Joel all the time. He's playing through a lot this season.
Visiting right now with Kate Scott, Sixers TV play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports. Kate, to win a championship, you can't do it by yourself. We've seen that. When you look at Joel Embiid and you look at Nikola Jokic, my argument is that Nikola Jokic kind of makes everybody around him better. Like, he's been kind of, we've heard padding the stats, right? But I think that he understands, hey, I'm going to take a back seat because I want Jamal Murray to get going. I want him to get more comfortable. I want Michael Porter Jr. to do that as well. What he's done with Aaron Gordon, since he's been a nugget, has been sensational as well. When you look at Joel Embiid, what do you think he does for the team? Does he make his teammates better? How does he make his teammates better?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's one of my favorite parts of watching the Joker. I was just watching a game back from a couple of days ago when they were in Brooklyn. And, I mean, he's such an incredible passer, right? I mean, behind the back, no look when he's on the elbow. And that's one of the things I so love about him and Joel, is that they are dominant in their own ways, but they're also so good at making the guys around them better. And I think similar to Nikola, like James Harden, having a career year. He's shooting the best from three that he has in his entire career. This guy's 33 years old. James has obviously been in the league for a while. And a huge part of that is because of the attention that Joel gets, whether he's in the post, whether he's on the elbow. He's getting James a lot of wide open threes. One of the reasons that Tyrese Maxey, that a lot of people look to as our kind of third star, third year player who stepped in for Ben Simmons last year and had a sensational sophomore season and is now continuing that in his third year. A lot of that is because of Joel, the way that Joel pushes Tyrese. Tyrese talks to us about that, the fact that we've got one of the best players in the NBA challenging you to be more aggressive on offense, to take those shots when he passes you the ball. You know, I'm sure a lot of superstars, when the three of us were growing up, wouldn't have done that. It was like, give me the ball and get the heck out of the way. I think the way that he plays defense, that's to me one of the few differences. I think Joel has that advantage over Jokic. I know Jokic has a lot of steals, but the dominance when it comes to kind of playing free safety, since I know you guys are football players, and just kind of in drop coverage, and he's back there. I mean, I mentioned he has in 10 straight games. In six of the last seven, he's had three-plus blocks. So the way that he anchors the Sixers' defense and then allows everybody around him to be a better defender sometimes, to take those risks, go for those steals, knowing that they've got the big fella back there willing to protect the rim, I think that's another way that he makes his teammates better. And then getting back to actually what Chad was just talking about, and other guys have mentioned this, the last few years in particular, the way that Joel has pushed through pain, the way that they're looking at their potential MVP and saying, man, I know of the treatment that this guy went through to be here tonight, and if I'm tired, if I'm hurting, I better step up and play, because he's the dude. He's one of the best in the NBA, so that motivates them and inspires them to maybe push a little bit further and harder than they would have otherwise. So, again, it's so tough because I think there's so many similarities between our big comes to the way they play individually, the way they raise up their teams, and this year, just the overall team success, how they're a couple of the best teams in the NBA.
Yeah, hard to argue between two superstars, right? No, you're not knocking either of them. They're both playing at a very high level. It's going to be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. Kate, thanks for joining us. I don't know if you remember, but we met each other about 10 years ago. I was promoting my book. You were working with KNBR. It was at Radio Row in New York. Do you remember that?
Yep. I do. I didn't think you would remember that.
Of course I do.
You're kind of a big deal. I was just a sports anchor for some random station back in the day. But man, I totally remember that.
Well, look at you now, Kate. Really happy to see what you're doing, and keep up the good work. We appreciate the perspective.
Thank you so much. I just had to meet you, and I had to work with Chad for a while at the Pac-12, and now I'm here. But, hey, keep up the great work, you guys, and looking forward to the big guys doing battle on Monday night. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate. There she goes. That was Sixers TV play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports Philadelphia on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline, Kate Scott.